very special guest, and that is Dyson Mayo, defenseman for the Tucson Roadrunners. He joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. Dyson, happy Thursday. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Dyson, I'm always curious how people get their names. How did you end up with a name Dyson, especially with the last name like Mayo? That's such a pro athlete name, Dyson Mayo. How did you get that name?
Yeah, that's actually a question I get a lot. I guess both my two older brothers, both their names start with D. So when my parents had me, they wanted to think of a third name that started with a D, and my grandma actually came up with it. So I don't know how she did, but that's what I ended up with.
Hey, well, it's one hell of a name, Dyson. I'll give you that. You know, Dyson, the Tucson Roadrunners are now, you know, 2-1 on the season. You know, your first three games were all on the road. Now you come back home with a winning record. Your home opener is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. How excited are you to finally come back home and play at the TCC?
Yeah, I think everyone's pretty excited. I mean, our camp started on the 23rd of September, so we were in Scottsdale then, and we've pretty much been on the road since. We haven't really had many practices in Tucson yet, so the guys are excited to be back home. It was a good week of practice in Tucson, and we're excited to get going here.
So this group is interesting because there's a lot of returners. There's also a nice blend of young guys. Jay Verity is back for his second year with the club. What do you like about just what you guys have been able to accomplish over the first three games of the season?
Yeah, like you said, we have a lot of returning faces, so it's good. Cause we had a good team last year. We were just young, and we added a few vets this year, so I think that'll kind of help out our team a bit, and we've looked good this so far, these first couple of games. I mean, we got a lot of goals the other night, so that was good to get as well.
Tucson Roadrunners defenseman Dyson Mayo joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. Dyson, you've been a part of the home opener here in Tucson for the last 3 years. What do you remember about the experience playing in front of the hometown crowd?
It's been a good crowd. I mean, each year, it seems like it keeps getting better, and our support keeps getting better. So hopefully that trend continues onward this year. And, I mean, they're loud, exciting games, so it should be fun.
Have you noticed the growth of hockey and kind of the support in Tucson? Have you, from a player's perspective, have you seen more butts in seats, and has the support been better?
Yeah, definitely. I think year to year, you kind of notice more fans in the stands each year. Especially at weekends. Our weekends are usually really good crowds. And, I mean, even around town the first couple of years, you would kind of mention to people that you played for the Tucson Roadrunners, and they wouldn't know what you were talking about. But now more people seem to recognize it.
What's your favorite part about living in Tucson?
It's got to be the weather. I mean, I'm from Canada. I played 4 years of junior hockey in Edmonton, so it was always cold there and snowing. So definitely a change, but I like it. I enjoy it a lot down here.
Do you find yourself wearing more t-shirt and shorts when you're out in public?
Yeah, definitely. I don't even pack my winter clothes coming down here. So,
what I was going to say, you know, you being from Canada, I'm sure you probably have more winter clothes than summer clothes. So it's like 70% of your wardrobe is it not being used because you're like, oh, well, I can't wear it because it's so damn hot down here.
Yeah, it used to be that way. Now the majority of my wardrobe is just summer clothes because I spend the
summer clothes
and I go back home for the summer. So if I ever get traded mid-season, I'll be in trouble.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully you don't get traded mid-season. Hopefully
yeah,
we can
exactly.
Keep you down here in Arizona. But let's talk on the ice. You know, your team is coming off an 8-goal performance in Ontario. You guys in the offense was incredible against the rain. What did you like about your team's effort and what you guys were able to do offensively?
Yeah, coming off that loss against San Antonio, the effort wasn't quite there. I mean, we got an early lead against them and kind of let up. So that was one of the things we were going into Ontario. We just wanted to have that compete level for the whole 60 minutes. And, I mean, we found a way to put the puck in the net too. So that was good to get. Kind of good for our confidence going forward here.
You know, but you're a defenseman, Dyson, but you also got in on the action in scoring. Is that a rare feeling? How did that feel?
Yeah, it wasn't. It used to not be such a rare feeling, but over these past couple of years, my offensive game hasn't been as good. So, yeah, it was good to get one that early on in the season. Usually it takes me a little while to get a little longer to get on the board. So it's nice to get it off the back early because, that gives me confidence going forward here.
Tucson Roadrunners defenseman Dyson Mayo joining us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sportsline. Dyson, for those that don't know exactly who you are, I know you said you were from Canada. What part of Canada are you from, and how would you, describe your childhood growing up in Canada?
I'm from Victoria, British Columbia, so on the west coast. It's on the island right off of Vancouver. So spent a lot of time out by the beach, a lot of outdoor stuff, hiking, stuff like that. So that's what I'm into now. I like to go backpacking during the off season and spend lots of times outdoor.
Have you checked out any of the hiking spots down here in Tucson?
A little bit. We've done a few trails. I got a dog down here too, so we'll take her out sometimes for some hikes, but it's a little too warm most of the time. So once it kind of cools off, we'll get more into it.
Is fishing a big part of that part of the country in Canada where you're at?
Yeah, it is. I never really got into it, but my brothers do a little bit, so sometimes they'll go out in the summer and then I'll have some fresh fish around from them, so that's nice too.
Well, were there any other hobbies you have besides hiking and playing hockey, of course?
No, hockey took a lot of my childhood up, so I mean, other than that, I didn't do too much else.
Okay. It has, for you, because you're a young guy, a professional hockey player, have you noticed a change in youth hockey? Has it really changed over the last few years? Because I always compare, youth sports nowadays to the AAU circuit of basketball, where you see a lot of tournaments, a lot of these travel teams, getting together. Has that been the same case in hockey?
Yeah, it's kind of trending towards that way. There's lots of, especially up in Canada, there's lots of hockey programs now. Once you get over to the age of 15 and so on, it's pretty much just hockey programs. If you're not in one, then you're kind of letting yourself fall behind. So I don't know if that's a change for the good or not, because it makes the sport a lot more expensive, but that's definitely the way it's trending right now.
So your side of the country, you said you were from, Victoria or Vancouver?
Yeah, Victoria.
Okay. How far is that from Vancouver?
It's about an hour and a half ferry ride.
Okay. So are you a Vancouver Grizzlies fan? Do you still catch yourself rooting for the Memphis Grizzlies, even though they moved from Vancouver? Are you ever a basketball fan?
No, I was too young to kind of, wasn't really, basketball wasn't really around much when I was younger. But it would be cool to see them get a team back because I'm into basketball now.
Yeah, because the Vancouver Grizzlies, those are the best uniforms in NBA history, without a doubt. I think
those are nice.
like the Mike Bibby, Vancouver Grizzlies jerseys. Oh, man, I'd love to have one of those jerseys.
Yeah,
So, real quick, Dyson, before we let you off the phone, you're playing the San Antonio Rampage tomorrow night at the Tucson Convention Center. You saw this San Antonio team 2 weeks ago, and that's your only loss. What did you learn about them, and how much does that help going into this weekend?
Yeah, they come aggressive, so they play aggressive game. They've got bigger forwards that like to kind of just tip the puck in and play physical, so it's just about moving the puck and getting out of our zone, getting the puck deep in there against their defense and kind of trying to spend the majority of the game down there and capitalize on our scoring chances.
That is Tucson Roadrunners defenseman Dyson Mayo joining us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sportsline. If you're looking for something to do Friday night, Roadrunners playing the San Antonio Rampage at the Tucson Convention Center. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at TucsonRoadrunners.com or the Tucson Convention Center box office. Dyson, best of luck to you and the Roadrunners this weekend, and thank you so much for the time.